I have a blind item for you.
What?
I will read you this blind item. You may guess who it is.
Okay.
Okay.
A celebrity was at a strip club in Hollywood called Crazy Girls. The manager tells this story to the New York Post's Page Six. This celebrity showed up one night, asked for the VIP room, flashed a lot of cash, and said, "Bring me the girl with the biggest chest and the biggest backside."
Oh, man.
Big jugs, big back door.
Wait, okay. same girl? Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So whoever had the biggest, or maybe both. I don't know. I guess it's not really
clear. Was he asking for two separate?
Okay. So that person was Sir Mix-a-Lot.
He did not want a lap dance. He instead had her sit down on a chair, took off her boots, and started licking the bottoms of her feet and sucking on her toes until they looked like prunes.
Oh, that's it. Well, that would take a long time.
Right? I mean, it takes a long time in a bathtub, much less from slobber.
Maybe he's got like wet mouth disease.
It just needs to dry.
He always has those white strips attached lip to lip.
Well, you know he does after he's got all that jam in there.
For 30 minutes of trouble, she was paid $10,000.
Oh, man, I'd let a sketchy dude suck my toes till prune for 10 grand.
Who did it?
Famous
person.
Famous
Dennis Rodman.
Famous man.
I was going to say Dennis
Not
Rodman.
Not an athlete.
Maitland? Not an athlete. Okay.
Quentin Tarantino.
Correct.
Really?
Yes.
Come on.
I knew he had a thing for feet.
Really?
Well, that's been the hot rumor for a while that there's unnecessary foot shots in all of his movies. And there was, weren't there rumors that he made somebody who wanted to be in one of his films take off their shoes and walk around on some dead mice or something? I don't know.
Oh,
maybe that's not true.
That got weirder and weirder.
I don't know. I mean,
that part's not true.
I assume that
there
might have
been some foot things in the audition, but there was no dead mice. It wasn't a snuff film.
Feet people are weird. Feet people are so weird.
Mm-hmm. So, Hotwings,
you don't kink shame.
I'm not saying it's just not. It's weird. You know. I feel like I said that beautifully.
You're totally kink shaming.
Yes.
I'm trying.
But what are you, a T.S. Eliot?
I'm really trying not to, but like, man, I don't know. It just feels
gross.
Like, stop looking at my feet, weirdo.
It's okay. Just admit that you're kink shaming.
I'm trying not to, but I am.
But you are.
Favorite text of the day so far. Before Maitland guest Quentin Tarantino, this texter. It's Duncan Robinson, isn't it? That's such a Duncan thing to do.
He doesn't have 10 grand laying around.
Oh, I bet he does.
Yeah, he probably does.
Bet he does. On the way, people need advice. Hobbings, by the way, you were in the same place as Tarantino. You guys were on the same flight.
We were once, yeah.
So for 10 grand, you would have let him throw your feet out in the aisle and lick you till you got to Maine?
Oh, especially on a flight.
I mean, probably. Why not?
10 grand?
10 grand? For sitting there doing nothing?
Maitland's a little shook.
Just lick you till you got to Maine?
I don't know.
Sounds gross, right?
It does.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I wouldn't want to land with a swampy foot, but, you know, for 10 grand.
Put my big toe in a lobster roll. Let's do this.
Yeah, have at it.
Your accent wasn't as authentic as I thought you could have, but
no, I could have done more. I could have done more.
You kind of went for it. You're like, I don't want
not really.
I was like, lobster. Is this going to be funny? Probably not. Dang it.
I think it's funny.
That was one of the most. I feel seen.
I know the accent. I don't really have the content. Yeah, but it'll work itself out.
I'll halfway do both, and still won't be funny.
Toe lobster.
I like that you have such a convincing Australian accent, but your main accent has Southern in it.
I know. I can't help it. But see, Australians are a little Southern. I think that's why that helps. Or maybe Southerners are a little
hemisphere.
Australian. It's hard to say without knowing, isn't it?
Oh, you could probably speak Chilean then, too.
Yeah, I mean, might as well.
It's all south of the big line.